WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The Trump administration is now waving its budget-cutting axe at the Department of Health and Human Services. Eskel Hufnagel expects to lose her job Friday.
They are cutting without thought or regard for the actual good work the employee people are doing because they just can't.
CBS's Nicole Killian reports DOGE has been poking around at HHS.
CBS News has learned that the Department of Health and Human Services has granted access to some DOGE associates to a child support database that contains sensitive income information.
The health department also sent out an agency-wide email offering employees $25,000 voluntary buyouts. The Department of Homeland Security has been giving its employees polygraph tests to find out who's been leaking information about immigration raids to the media. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem says two alleged leakers will be prosecuted. There was a rally today outside the National Institutes of Health for its fired workers.
When you cut off funding for NIH, people die.
Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen attended this rally organized by the Maryland Democratic Party. Irene Glowinski worked at NIH for 30 years.
I'm very sad for my old colleagues who are still here, who really care about the institution, and they're being summarily dismissed.
Alan Etter for CBS News, Bethesda, Maryland.
House Republicans have come up with a stopgap spending bill to avert a government shutdown next week. It would fund the government through September. In Washington, D.C.
Stand with Ukraine.
Supporters of Ukraine rallied days after President Trump paused military aid to the country. CBS's Linda Kenyon reports at least 20 people were killed by Russian strikes in Ukraine today.
These attacks come after President Trump limited Ukraine's access to military aid and intelligence sharing. Rose Gottemiller served as Deputy Secretary General of NATO during Donald Trump's first term in office.
The allies are going to have to really take a concerted effort in the coming years to acquire capabilities for what the United States has provided in critical enablers.
Adding Europe will have no choice but to fill that void.
We spring forward an hour tonight. KYW's Connor Barkin reports the time change can really mess up your sleep.
Dr. Indira Guru-Begavatula is director of Penn Medicine's Sleep Medicine Fellowship. She says limiting alcohol and caffeine can make the transition easier.
Even if you do fall asleep, sometimes caffeine actually disrupts the quality of your sleep so that the next day you're not as refreshed as you could be.
President Trump is in favor of eliminating the biannual time change, but said supporters are split on whether daylight time or standard time should be permanent. Dr. Guru-Begavatula and other sleep researchers are endorsing a shift to permanent standard time.
The time change takes effect at 2 a.m. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome back to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin until midnight tonight. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Now three Madison locations, and you can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. Let's kick off the 9 o'clock hour with a double dip of Robert J. He's going to be hosting the Mama Cares Ball. We'll have details for you that in just a couple of minutes. Here's his song, 57 Chevy. It's Robert J., Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Changing up all my plans. I'm a 57
seven, seven. Doing the best we can. Been out of work for a year, but I'm making it through. My wife still has a job, but these days it takes two. So I've been chasing classified. So I'll just pick up any gig I can do. I'm a 47 Martin. My Uncle Chris left me. If it wasn't for that guitar, who knows where I'd be. So now I'm singing for a living while I'm lit up from the factory. I'm a 57 Chevy. Oh, come on and take a ride with me. Hey, let's ride, 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 ride.
America. Whoa, say, can you see? America. Turn out the light. What's wrong is right. Welcome to the new dark ages. Stand up or sit down or to take a knee to protest injustice and inequality. So I stand up now for more perfect union. I stand for tolerance and brotherhood and a sense of communion. I stand against hypocrites who light our faces and try to drag us back down to the new dark ages, America. Whoa, say, can you see? Wrong is not right. Shine a light on the new dark ages. This land is your land. This land is my land. From sea to shine.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. That's a double dip of Robert J. America. Oh, can you see? 57 Chevy before that. Robert J., he's hosting Mama Care's 10th anniversary ball. That's happening Sunday, March 30th at the High Noon Saloon here in Madison. The show starts early, too, 3 p.m. until 8 p.m. There's a suggested $10 donation, but you might want to kick in $20. This is a fundraiser to help our Madison musicians and artists in their time of need and emergencies. It's a great show, too. Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets, Sam Ness, and the Jimmies. The 10th anniversary ball from Mama Cares, High Noon Saloon, Sunday, March 30th. Get more information about Mama Cares and the show at themamas.org. While you're there, cast your vote for the first round of voting. It's open right now. Themamas.org. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin until midnight. I'm Jimmy K. Rocker is here, too. We got music on the way from Sunspot. We will do that brand new one from Marsden in just a couple of minutes. We'll do some Marla Hansen later on as well. Let's do a song from Electrophonic. I like this band. I like this song. Until the Sound. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I'm usually bitter with the day-to-day grind. I could
even convince her that I'm quite the prize. I'm sick of the daytime, I'm sick of the night too. And if there was no time, I'd spend it with you. Wake up, you sweet thing, and butterfly those eyes, make you believe there's a tear you've left to cry. Stay clear of makeups and give me one more try. I'll feel yourself with delight with all your might. There was a good reason, actually quite a few. We're just out of season, living in your bedroom. Contradiction is my thing, denial is yours. One thing is for certain, we'll never be bored. Wake up, you sweet thing, and butterfly those eyes, screaming till dawn.
On Civic Media, Electrophonic, and Until the Sound. Hey, Marston has brand new music out. Let's hear a song right now. This is Keepsake. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Keep us safe. I used to watch Quantum Leap every night with my girlfriend. Al and Sam, they leaped through time, and I felt like they were my best friend. Ziggy said there's a 98% chance of a broken heart. Scott Bakula never played Dracula. Laid down Chuck's dad and do a show with Ray Romano. He's hot enough for CBS. The graveyard where the all good looking guys go. Ziggy said there's a 98% chance I'll never know. Scott Bakula never smoked crack, you love. Played quarter.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. Sunspot there and Scott Bakula, a fan favorite from them. Sunspot, they're in the studio recording new music right now down at Cherry Pit Studios. It's going to be out soon, and as soon as it is, we'll get Sunspot on the air here, hopefully as a guest, as they do every year for us. We'll bring you that new music as soon as we have it. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. I'm Jimmy K. Rob Roberts is coming up at 10 o'clock tonight with After Hours. I've got music on the way from the Pine Travelers. We'll do some brand new Brett Newsky, and I got that promised Marta Hansen just around the corner. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the Lazy Oaf Lounge here in Madison. Great food and drink, live music. You can watch all the games on the big screens, the Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. You can find the full event menu and what's going on at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, lazywolflounge.com. Also by the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. Come for the homemade food, stay for the beer and the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
This St. Paddy's Day, if you want a pot of gold, list your home with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Excuse me, kind sir, but it's not Paddy's, it's Patty's, as in Patrick.
When selling or buying with Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, you get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. We like to say that move to Madison is kind of like a pot of gold.
Ooh!
It's the number one site for leprechauns to search for new homes this St. Paddy's Day. The Aaron Weber Group. Powered by Compass.
Come see bands at the new Loxley Live Music Venue in Fitchburg. The Loxley is located on Verona Road at the old Dry Bean location and features live music along with private events, weddings, and family celebrations. Book your next event. Come see a band or get hitched at the Loxley Venue. Find the Loxley Venue on Facebook, Instagram, or on the web at loxleyvenue.com. That's L-O-X-L-E-Y venue.com.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is a live version of $20 Bill from Mojo Perry here on Max Inc. Radio. Before that, Marta Hansen and What a Pity. I'm Jimmy Kay. We're doing original local music from Wisconsin. Let's do some heavy looks and Shake Me Up. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Yes.
Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That's the brand new one from Brett Newsky, Better End of the Beginning. Brett Newsky was on the air last week for an interview with Terry Barr. Did you miss it? Do you want to hear it again? No problem. Hit the podcast page right now at civicmedia.us. Just click on the Max Inc. page and you'll find all the podcasts, including this one, starting on Monday. Hey, I'm Jimmy K. We got Rob Roberts coming up at 10 o'clock with After Hours. He's going to kick things off with a double dip of the mighty Kelsey Miles. Can't wait for that. In the meantime, I'll do some work. Right now, it's the Pine Travelers, biggest small town. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
but the hands don't move. Waiting for the bomb to drop, I stoke the fire, recall a tune. Swallowing my memories and knowledge that I'd had before. Buzzing bills. Meanwhile, I'm on the ground, spinning yet remaining still. Cause at that time, the rhyme arrived, swooping down and open wide.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Get ready, Madison. May the 4th is going to rock the Rocker Jamboree. A benefit to help with Rocker's medical expenses and Mama Cares. Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak in Madison, beginning at noon, featuring Last Crack.
I did not take the vow.
Subatomic.
Mindox, Electromag, and Magic 7. The Rocker Jamboree. Get advance tickets now at theburroakmadison.com. Sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, the Ethical Trade Co., Aftershock Classic Arcade.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The Todd Alba Show.
Trump and Vance verbally assaulted the president of Ukraine, an ally of the U.S. Trump defending the president of Russia, a known dictator. This is a complete capitulation to our sworn enemies. And it's time for Republicans, my former party that I left in 2011, to speak the hell up. Because if we don't, it's not going to be long before we don't have anything left to defend.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. There were lots of protests today over the Trump administration's job cuts. At Tesla showrooms, protesters rallied against Elon Musk and the Doge job cuts. Virginia Democratic Congressman Don Beyer held a job fair for fired federal workers.
We need to help our family, our friends, our neighbors, people that have really been displaced by this. Ultimately, we're going to have to hold Donald Trump and Elon Musk accountable for what happens to the American people.
Patrick Lappet, an economist at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, was at that job fair.
Many of us may be fired illegally. We're still going to have to pay the bills, put food on our table, find insurance for ourselves and our kids.
The Trump administration is looking for federal workers who are leaking information about immigration raids to the media. More from CBS's Olivia Rinaldi.
A Department of Homeland Security spokesperson confirmed to CBS News that there are